Hello, I'm Scott Cullen, host of Locked On Fantasy Hockey on the Locked On Podcast Network. Today's episode brought to you by Built Bar. Built Bar is a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. Go to BuiltBar.com, use promo code LOCK15. You have 15% off your first order. Today's episode, we're going to look at the top 50 value players in fantasy hockey this season. We'll also grab you some late season injury updates, some matchups, DFS value plays for Monday. But first, let's take a look at Connor McDavid, who hit the 100-point mark in game number 53 this season, and that is fairly outrageous. In terms of adjusted scoring, that puts him at 164 points, which has him in the territory of the best seasons of Wayne Gretzky and Mario Lemieux. Remember, the game back in the 1980s, it was different in terms of offense. In 1985, for example, teams were scoring about 3.9 goals per game. This season, and the offense is up a little bit compared to where it's been in recent years, teams are scoring nearly 3 goals per game. So right there is a 30% difference per team for every game. And that is how McDavid's numbers, which are already really impressive, start landing into historical territory as he closes the gap on the legends of the sport. Now, I talked about McDavid as the number one most valuable player in fantasy on the last podcast. But it's worth repeating just how dominant his season has been. It's a proverbial game changer. Remember when the Maple Leafs shut down McDavid for a 3-game stretch late February, early March? Since then, McDavid has 60 points in 28 games. That's a 176-point pace in an 82-game season. Now, I forecast McDavid to lead the league in scoring this year with 79 points. So I way undershot his potential. But at the same time, when I was doing preseason rankings, I said his ceiling made him the clear choice as the number one pick. Because if you were going to pick somebody who had a chance at 100 points, and as unlikely as it might have seemed, McDavid would still be the most likely player. And sure enough, he's done it. When we're talking about all-time greats, I think what the lesson here is that you don't necessarily put a cap on what they might be able to achieve. Anyway, time to look at the top 50 value players in fantasy this year, and that means their value relative to where they would have been picked in drafts, where they were ranked in the preseason. When I did the top 50 fantasy players on the last podcast, Connor McDavid was, not surprisingly, the number one. But there's not a lot of value to be gained in drafting Connor McDavid. He would have been ranked first. You draft him first. There's not a whole lot of excess value to be gained. There's some to be lost if you didn't take him. But anyway, we will look at the players who provide the best value in fantasy this year. And we'll start with a few honorable mentions that are just outside the top 50. And we'll go with Scott Laughton of the Philadelphia Flyers. He was ranked 329 in the preseason, up to 200 by season's end, in large part because he's a hitter. He had 20 points in 52 games, which is all right. The 138 hits plus 13, that really seemed to make a difference. Alex Goligoski, the Arizona Coyotes. And now Goligoski is a fascinating case. He was 338 in the preseason, but up to 193 by the end of the season. And so he finished the year, he had 22 points, only 7 on the power play, 76 hits, 108 block shots. The block shots really factor in, and 72 shots on goal in 56 games. The interesting thing here is that Goligoski, through the first half of the season, had like 2 assists. He was a total non-factor, and then became a really important player for Arizona down the stretch. And so suddenly he kind of went from irrelevant to actually being a pretty useful fantasy player in terms of contributing offensively and the block shots. Adrian Kempe, the LA Kings, 343 in the preseason, ends up at 198, had 29 points this year, almost half of them had 14 points on the power play. Now, he was minus 15, which doesn't help his case, and had 121 shots on goal. He did have some stretches this year where he was well worth adding because of his role on the Kings power play, and if he'd hit a hot streak, he could be worthwhile. One more honorable mention, we'll go with Nick Ritchie of the Boston Bruins, who was ranked 330 in the preseason, finished at 189. He had 15 goals and 11 assists, 9 power play points, 98 hits, 120 shots on goal in 54 games. And really, you know, in an ideal world, you could see if Ritchie put those numbers up over a full season and gave you, you know, 25 goals and 150 hits and 180 shots on goal, you could really see that there's value to be had there. The challenge, of course, is getting that kind of production over the long haul. That hasn't really happened for Richie in any of his NHL seasons thus far, but there are times when things are clicking and he's getting time on the power play that that there is some fantasy appeal there. Now, into the top 50 fantasy value players for this season. Number 50 is Adam Lowry, the Winnipeg Jets, who was ranked 354 in the preseason, 191 by the end of the season. And Lowry, 23 points in 49 games is okay. 149 hits, that'll make the difference, though. That's more than three hits per game. To get that in a deeper league, that offers some real value. Another center at number 49 is Ottawa's Josh Norris, who was ranked 358 in the preseason, ends at 182. He had 15 goals, 18 assists, 14 power play points, 69 hits, which kind of adds some value there. He was minus 11, which takes some away. And he had 93 shots in 54 games, which is not a great shot total. But, you know, there was some reasonable expectation for Norris coming into the season. He was really productive in the American Hockey League last year. And so the fact that he has been a quality producer for the Sens, I don't know that 33 points in 54 games is outrageous production, but it's a pretty nice rookie season and could be a building block for better things to come. Number 48, Boston Bruins defenseman Matt Grzelcyk was a real sleeper coming into the season because there was a thought that he would get some time on the Bruins power play. Was 336 in the preseason, finishes the season at 167 in per game rankings, and he had 20 points in 36 games. And one of the issues with Grzelcyk is that he's missed a bunch of time already in his career, and he missed time this season with injuries, and so he hasn't been able to really, you know, put it all together for a full healthy season. But 20 points, 7 power play points, plus 11, 79 shots on goal in 36 games. When he did play, Grzelcyk was pretty useful for the Bruins. Number 47 is another defenseman, Esa Lindell of Dallas Stars. Ranked 284, and the preseason ends at 162. And Lindell had 16 points in 54 games. That's obviously not his appeal. His appeal is he had 107 hits and 99 block shots and was plus 13. He also had 96 shots on goal. Which, you know, for a guy who doesn't generate a whole lot of offense, that at least contributes in that category. And number 46, Samuel Girard, the Colorado Avalanche, who was ranked 256 in the preseason, ends the year at 136. And he's injured now and has missed some time. But in 46 games, Girard had 31 points, 9 of those points on the power play, had 46 block shots, plus 15, 75 shots on goal. An entirely useful and productive player, and when Cale Makar was out and when Devon Taves was out, Girard stepped up and was a kind of primetime contributor on the Colorado blue line. Number 45, David Krejci of the Boston Bruins, who would not have been on this list prior to the trade deadline, but the resurgence in his game after adding Taylor Hall to his wing has added real value for Krejci. He was ranked 212 in the preseason, up to 106 at this point, has 41 points in 50 games, 15 of those points on the power play, plus 14. And really, Krejci is sort of reborn when you give him a quality winger. Number 44, Washington Capitals goaltender Vitek Vanacek. In part because he was ranked really low coming into the season. I mean, he's a 25-year-old who had only played in the American Hockey League, had yet to play in the NHL. And so he was ranked 400th, ends at 253. And he was an adequate goaltender for Washington. I don't think Washington necessarily intended to have Vanacek play as much as he did, but he has a 20-10-4 record. The 2.74 goals against average, 907 save percentage, and that's okay. But really, Vanacek playing as much as he did was probably more valuable than he was in terms of on per game basis. Number 43, we got Dallas Stars rookie Jake Oettinger, who also ended up playing probably more than expected. Was ranked 391 in the preseason, ends at 233. And through 28 games, he had 10-8-7 record, 2.30 goals against average, and a 914 save percentage. And, you know, I think the Stars can look to their future and be pretty encouraged about what they're going to get from Oettinger. And he ended up having to handle a fairly significant role for them this year with Ben Bishop out and Anton Hudobin maybe inconsistent a bit. It gave Ottinger a little bit more of a chance to play for the Stars. Number 42, Toronto Maple Leafs defenseman Jake Muzzin, who was ranked 225 in the preseason, now sitting at 103, has 24 points in 51 games, but he really fills the other categories. 98 hits, 91 blocks, 97 shots on goal, plus 18. And so the fact that you get adequate offensive production in addition to all that suddenly makes Muzzin a pretty useful player. At number 41, Minnesota Wild goaltender Kaapo Kähkönen, another goaltender who didn't really have huge expectations coming into the year, but had played a pretty big role for the Wild. And when Cam Talbot got hurt, Kähkönen basically saved the Wild season. He was ranked 392 in the preseason, currently at 226. Kähkönen's 16-7, 2.70 goals against average, 908 save percentage. And as I said, there was a time when he was basically the linchpin to hang on to that Wild season. At number 40, we've got New Jersey Devils winger Jesper Bratt. Started the season late and was ranked 295 in the preseason. He's up to 175. And now he isn't scoring goals. He has 7 goals in 45 games. He also has 22 assists, 8 power play points, 95 shots on goal. And, you know, there have been stretches where he was probably the most dangerous of New Jersey's forwards. And now, when we come back, we will continue our countdown of the top 50 value players in fantasy hockey this season. But first, stonks, memes, rocket ships, day trading can be a lot of fun. But if you want to grow your long-term wealth and make it to the moon, you should open up a Wealthfront investment account today. Decades of data show that investors that trade individual stocks underperform the market every year. In fact, only 1% of day traders beat the market. The odds are not in your favor if you're doing it alone. Team up with Wealthfront instead. Investing can be complicated, but whether you're a beginner or you've been investing for years, Wealthfront makes it easy. They have the right tools for every portfolio. Wealthfront can create a portfolio of globally diversified, low-cost index funds personalized just for you in minutes. No manual trades, no picking stocks, no watching the stock market every day. They automatically handle all the investing based on preferences you control. Wealthfront can even help you lower the taxes you pay as you invest. For the average client, their tax loss harvesting can more than cover the low annual 0.25% advisory fee. Best of all, it's automatic. Wealthfront is trusted with over $20 billion of assets, and you can get your first $5,000 managed for free by going to wealthfront.com/lockedonNHL. All you need is $500 to get started. Grow your wealth the easy way and let Wealthfront do all the work for you. To get your first $5,000 managed for free for life, go to wealthfront.com/lockedonNHL. That's wealthfront.com/lockedonNHL to start growing your savings. Go to wealthfront.com/lockedonNHL and get started today. The countdown continues. At number 39, we've got Anaheim Ducks rookie winger Max Comtois, ranked 409 in preseason, up to 190 at this point. And 16 goals, 17 assists, 93 hits, 94 shots on goal in 55 games. Not a big role in the power play, only had 4 power play points. But Comtois sort of flashed potential. There were times when his shot rates were pretty good. Sometimes they faded away. But if he does have the shot rates, the point production can be there and the hits are there. There is a real avenue to Comtois being a valuable player. He was good value in fantasy, but there's a higher ceiling there too. Number 38, we've got a defenseman, Ryan McDonagh, for the Tampa Bay Lightning, who was ranked 572 in the preseason. So really, this is a function of how lowly McDonagh was ranked coming into the season. He ends at 199. In 50 games, he has 12 points, but he has 69 hits and 96 blocks and 85 shots on goal and is plus 13. An entirely useful contributor to your fantasy blue line. The fact that they ranked him so far down the list is really the reason that he stands out at all there. Number in a similar category is number 37, Adam Larson, the Edmonton Oilers, who was ranked 584 in the preseason, now at 181. In 53 games, Larson has all of 9 points, but he has 163 hits and 125 block shots. And really, he's a two-category guy, but the hits and block shots can really make a difference. At number 36, Nashville winger Eli Tolvanen, who was ranked 604 in the preseason and is currently at 188. In 39 games, Tolvanen has 11 goals, 11 assists, 74 hits, and the hit total is a little bit surprising. Also minus 10 with 63 shots on goal in 39 games. Now, that shot rate isn't great, and so I'd worry about Tolvanen's, you know, sustainability, but he did manage to snipe enough to have some value during this season. Number 35, Edmonton Oilers defenseman Tyson Barrie, who was ranked 143 in the preseason, currently at 37. That's obviously quite a lofty ranking for a guy who's kind of among the value contenders here. Barrie has 46 points in 53 games, 22 of those points on the power play, 51 block shots, 139 shots on goal. He really drives numbers offensively, and a lot of that comes with when you play on the power play with Connor McDavid, and you get those opportunities. Well, you know, Barrie at least has taken advantage of it. There are lots of people out on Twitter letting you know that Tyson Barrie's all-around game is not that great, but for fantasy purposes, he'll do just fine. At number 34, we've got now Pittsburgh Penguins winger Jeff Carter, who started the season at ranked 371, now is at 170th. And on the season, he has 30 points in 54 games, 154 shots on goal. But in Pittsburgh, he has 9 goals, 37 shots on goal in 14 games, couple of assists in there too. He's been able to generate shots even at this later stage of his career, but was having trouble finishing. All of a sudden, you put him in a Penguins uniform, and those shots start going in. Number 33, Arizona Coyotes winger Connor Garland. Jumped from 266 in the preseason up to 134. Garland had 39 points in 49 games, 10 power play points, 135 shots on goal. The shot rate started to fade as the season went on, but early on, that's really how he announced his sort of fantasy stardom. What was it? He was putting up a bunch of shots and gave you some indication that the point totals would be there to stay. Number 32, Islanders center Jean-Gabriel Pageau went from 218 in the preseason up to 97. And Pageau, you know, doesn't score a ton, 28 points in 53 games, but he contributes kind of everywhere. 8 power play points, 110 hits, 56 block shots, which is really great for a forward, plus 10, and then 80 shots on goal. The shot rate's not ideal, but still overall, Pageau moved up quite a bit compared to where he was before the season started. At number 31, Jets defenseman Josh Morrissey, ranked at 323 in the preseason, up to 153 now, has 21 points in 53 games, 9 of those points on the power play, 74 hits, 85 blocks, 108 shots on goal. And it's Morrissey's overall season is another one that comes under criticism, but he fills enough of the categories in fantasy to have value. Number 30, we got Pittsburgh Penguins goaltender Casey DeSmith returning to the league. And so he obviously wasn't ranked very high coming into the season, ranked at 390 in the preseason, now at 206. And through 20 games, he's 11-7, 2.54 goals against average, 912 save percentage. And that's fine. He's not necessarily a difference maker because he only played 20 games, but pretty solid contribution from a guy who was not in the league last year. Number 29, Drake Batherson of the Ottawa Senators, who was ranked 344 in the preseason, up to 149 now. 33 points in 54 games, 15 of those points on the power play, and add in 95 hits and 107 shots on goal. And Batherson has some value. Now it's also knocked down a bit by the fact he was minus 16. But kind of overall, Batherson had a rather productive season for Ottawa, even if it did kind of have some ups and downs along the way. Number 28, Radko Gudas of the Florida Panthers was ranked 324 in the preseason, up to 126 now. And really, this is almost a one-category ranking because Gudas has 239 hits in 53 games. None of his other totals really stand out, so I'm not going to worry about those, but 239 hits in 53 games, more than four hits per game, pushing 4.5. That's, that makes a massive difference all on its own. Number 27, we got Connor Murphy for Chicago, who went from 378 to 168 in the rankings. And he's another one who fills the peripheral categories. He only has 14 points in 48 games, but there's 97 hits on 116 block shots and 77 shots on goal. And that provides some hidden value. Number 26, Carolina's Jordan Staal. Went from 211 in the preseason up to 70. Staal had a really nice season. He has 38 points in 53 games, 14 of those points on the power play, 135 hits, and 103 shots on goal in 53 games. He's been a useful and sometimes overlooked part of the Hurricanes, because, you know, when you look at the down the middle of the ice, they also have Sebastian Aho and Vincent Trocheck, but Jordan Staal carries a pretty big load for them too. Number 25, we're staying in Carolina for Nino Niederreiter, who went from 275 in the preseason up to 118. Niederreiter has 34 points in 55 games. That includes 20 goals, only 5 points on the power play. Add in 68 hits, 124 shots on goal, plus 20. And Niederreiter, a nice bounce back season given where he was last year. Number 24 for the Penguins, Jared McCann, who's season kind of took off when Evgeny Malkin got injured, and McCann was just coming back from injury himself and moved into the second line center spot for Pittsburgh and was great. And so he went from a preseason rank of 261 and is currently at 110. And in 43 games, he had 32 points, 10 power play points, 40 hits, plus 17, 93 shots on goal. Really, McCann came into his own this season. It'll be interesting to see if he can build on this over a full season. Number 23, Colorado defenseman Devin Toews. Went from 273 to 112 in the preseason to his current ranking. Had 28 points in 50 games, only 6 points on the power play. Add in 81 block shots, a plus 24, 114 shots on goal. And Toews, a nice value play because he wasn't getting a ton of hype coming into the season, but I don't know that he would slide under the radar anymore. Number 22, we're back to Carolina for Martin Nichas, young winger who really stepped up. He was at 279 in the preseason, up to 77 now. Has 41 points in 52 games, 11 points on the power play, plus 27 is a massive difference maker, and 109 shots on goal in 52 games. At number 21, we've got Chandler Stephenson, maybe the surprise number one center of the Vegas Golden Knights, who was ranked 392 in the preseason, at 159 right now. He's got 35 points in 49 games, only 5 points on the power play, but he's plus 21, 81 shots on goal, reaping the rewards of playing between Max Pacioretty and Mark Stone. Built Bar is a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar, and they have 9 delicious flavors, plus they occasionally have limited time flavors too. But if you don't know the Built Bar flavors well, take a look. It's coconut, coconut almond, cherry, raspberry, mint brownie, peanut butter brownie. That one's my favorite. Double chocolate and salted caramel. Salted caramel is my second favorite. And if you haven't tried all the flavors, you can get a mixed box. You can get 2 of each of those flavors, kind of sample them and decide which ones you prefer. And the bars are really great tasting, but they also have a bunch of protein, low calorie, low sugar, low carbs. And they're covered in chocolate, so they're a tasty snack. And for me, I use them as part of a post-workout routine when I started going to an outdoor boot camp. Help me drop a few quarantine LBs, and you know, I leaned right into it and had a little bit of success. And some of that credit has to go to Built Bar. So go to BuiltBar.com, use promo code LOCKED15. You'll get 15% off your first order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing, and you can track all the action at BetOnline. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for your sporting needs, and that includes Major League Baseball, the NBA, NHL, and all your UFC MMA action. Before the next puck drop, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. This is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs to the playoffs. Head to the website, betonline.ag, or use your mobile device to sign up today. Receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Use promo code LOCKEDON at BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. All right, so let's hit the top 20 in terms of fantasy value in the 2021 season. At number 20, Minnesota Wild center Joel Eriksson-Ek. Ranked 357 in the preseason, up to 131 right now. And he's finishing with a flourish now. He's up to 19 goals on the season. Only two power play points, and that really kind of limits his fantasy upside. But you had the 19 goals, 11 assists, 101 hits, plus 17, 116 shots on goal. And Eriksson Ek, a guy who is really known as a two-way center, a Selke-type candidate, has also been quite valuable for fantasy purposes this year, too. Number 19, Edmonton Oilers goaltender Mike Smith. Expectations were not high for 39-year-old goaltender who's had some ups and downs, maybe more downs at this stage of his career. He was ranked 384 in the preseason, now is at 141. He has a 26-2 record, 2.28 goals against average, 924 save percentage in 31 games. I don't think we can overstate how important Mike Smith has been to the Edmonton Oilers. And for anyone who got him in fantasy this year, presumably when you scooped him up off waivers, that could make a difference. At number 18, Sam Bennett. Talk about a change in circumstance. In the preseason, Sam Bennett ranked 408, currently at 146. And on the season, he has 27 points, 108 hits, 106 shots on goal in 48 games. However, in 10 games with the Florida Panthers, he has 15 points, 6 goals and 9 assists, and 29 hits. And so Sam Bennett goes from being a disappointing checking forward in Calgary to a fantasy star in very short order with Florida. And I'm not sure I would expect that kind of production to continue over the long haul, but you get a chance to play with Jonathan Huberdeau. There's a chance to put up some numbers too. Number 17, we're going to stay in Florida. It's Chris Driedger, the goaltender who basically forced his way into playing time. And preseason was ranked 385, currently at 127. And in 22 games, Driedger's 13-6-3, 2.17 goals against average, 923 save percentage. And really, just he's been so good that they've had to play him. It's not that Sergei Bobrovsky's been terrible. He's been basically mediocre, which cast against his salary cap hit is judged to be worse than it actually has been. But Driedger has played so well that the Panthers have had to kind of carve out room for him. Number 16, we're staying in Florida. It's Carter Verhaeghe, who was ranked 402nd in the preseason, is now at 122. You know, he's just coming back from injury tonight, in fact. But in 42 games, Verhaeghe, 17 goals, 18 assists, plus 23, 106 shots on goal, really thriving, playing on the top line alongside Alexander Barkov. Number 15, Dallas Stars rookie winger Jason Robertson, who was ranked 398 in the preseason, now at 115. And Robertson, consider the first handful of games when he was playing for the Stars, he wasn't getting any ice time at all, that he was just sort of filling in at the bottom of the depth chart. And now he's as dangerous as any player they have. And so in 49 games, he has 43 points, plus 14, 121 shots on goal. And really, that's been the most encouraging sign as the season progressed, was that Robertson, his role was increasing, and but he was also generating shots consistently. And so you could feel like he wasn't just riding inflated percentages, that he was actually getting the underlying numbers too. Number 14 is St. Louis Blues defenseman Justin Falk, with no expectations coming into the season. He was ranked 368, is currently at 91. And some of that is that there were just, in the departure of Alex Pietrangelo opened up some opportunities, and then injuries on the St. Louis blue line sort of forced Falk into playing more, and he played pretty well. And so in 53 games, he's got 21 points. He also has 125 hits, 83 block shots, 114 shots on goal. And so that, that isn't the flashy part of fantasy hockey. Filling in those categories does have its own value. Number 13, Winnipeg Jets forward Andrew Kopp, who was ranked 389 in the preseason, up to 94 right now. And he's really had some stretches where he was super hot. But overall, in 53 games, has 39 points, 12 of those points on the power play, 66 hits, 112 shots on goal. And now he spent a good portion of the season on the third line and has still found a way to contribute when he's in that role, too. Number 12, we're staying in Winnipeg for Nikolai Ehlers, who went from ranked 164 in the preseason. It seems absurd that he was ranked that lowly when we've seen what he did. And so he's ranked 44 now. And in 47 games, the Oilers has 46 points, 13 of those points in the power play, plus 15, 148 shots on goal. He's been a difference maker. And so in hindsight, you look at that 164 ranking in the preseason and wonder what must have happened to have Ehlers ranked that low. Number 11 is Rangers defenseman Adam Fox, another guy who made a big jump, was 148 in the preseason, up to 31. Keep in mind that he's in a bit of a slump now at the end of the season. He was on a good run and then sort of faded into the end of the year with the Rangers. But in 55 games, Fox ends up with 47 points, 23 power play points, 102 block shots, 102 shots on goal as well, and plus 19. And so Adam Fox, there was some expectation that he would be able to develop in his second season. I'm not sure anyone was forecasting such rapid development for Fox. Number 10, Edmonton Oilers defenseman Darnell Nurse. And part of this is that Nurse is just ranked so high. He was ranked 162 in the preseason, now sitting at 17. And in 53 games, Nurse has 36 points, including 16 goals. Only 8 of those points on the power play, so he doesn't even get the benefit of being first-unit power play in Edmonton. Also adds in 116 hits, 96 blocks, plus 29 rating, and 147 shots on goal. Like Darnell Nurse makes a massive difference for fantasy. Next up is Alec Martinez, who in 53 games, Martinez has 32 points, 9 power play points, plus 26, and 168 block shots. And that's the difference maker for Martinez. Goes from 277 in the preseason up to 33. The offensive production's okay. The plus 26 is obviously a huge asset, but the 168 block shots in 53 games is the difference maker for Martinez. Number 7, we've got Jack Campbell of the Toronto Maple Leafs. Was ranked 386 in the preseason, up to 98 right now. In 21 games, Campbell 17-2-2, 2.11 goals against average, 923 save percentage. And really the only question for the Maple Leafs is he durable enough? Can he stay healthy? Because Campbell is, it's been a long road since he was a super highly touted prospect, but he seems to be kind of hitting his stride at the right time here. Number 6 is Rupe Hintz, the Dallas Stars, ranked 210 in the preseason, currently at 24 in 41 games. And Hintz basically was questionable all season long with lower body injury. And so he missed time, but in 41 games had 43 points, 18 power play points, 52 hits, and plus 13 with 92 shots on goal. A great season and could just be the beginning of some big things for Rupe Hintz. At number 5, staying in Dallas, Joe Pavelski. After a real bounce-back season after a tough 2020 finish. He played well in the playoffs last year, but his first regular season in Dallas was pretty rough. And then this year, Pavelski was ranked 232 coming into the season, currently at 22. He has 24 goals, 26 assists, 21 power play points, 64 hits, plus 24, 133 shots on goal in 54 games. You don't necessarily expect that kind of production out of a guy in his late 30s, but that's what the Stars got out of Joe Pavelski. All right, we're into the top 4. Number 4 is Jacob Chychrun. The Arizona Coyotes defenseman is finishing really strong, and he had 200 from 286 in the preseason to 36 at the end of the season in 56 games, so he played all 56 for Arizona. He had 18 goals, 23 assists, 14 power play points, 89 block shots, 176 shots on goal. He became one of the elite shot generators from the blue line this year. So this is a real step up in class, I guess, for Jacob Chychrun. Number 3, Carolina Hurricanes center Vincent Trocheck, who was ranked 209 in the preseason and was one of my favorite sleeper picks, and he is currently ranked 16th, and 43 points in 46 games, 18 points on the power play, 106 hits is the real difference maker for him at center, also 122 shots on goal. And so between the shots and the hits and power play points, Trocheck adds some real value to what is already pretty nice 43 points in 46 games. Number 2, in terms of fantasy value this year. Another Carolina Hurricane, goaltender Alex Nedeljkovic. Nedeljkovic was ranked 383 in the preseason, currently at 85. And in 23 games, he's 15-5-3, 1.90 goals against average, 932 save percentage. And really, if Peter Mrazek doesn't get hurt, who knows if Nedeljkovic even sniffs the net. But Mrazek did get hurt, and Nedeljkovic played so well that they had to find more time for him. And so now, if you're the Hurricanes and you've got the likes of James Reimer and Peter Mrazek, they may not be the future in net as you kind of shift your attention to Alex Nedeljkovic, a guy who at the start of the season was not that highly regarded. And so if you manage to scoop up Nedeljkovic at the right time in the wake of Mrazek's injury, it has surely made a difference for your fantasy squad. And the number one top value player in fantasy this year is Florida's Mackenzie Weegar, who was ranked 388 in the preseason, which, you know, you're in a super deep league if you're taking somebody who is ranked 388. And Weegar is at 48 now, and 5 goals and 30 assists, but 117 hits, 81 block shots, plus 26, 99 shots on goal in 53 games. Now, he only had 3 power play points, and that's really the, you know, Weegar could be even better if he was playing a role in that Florida power play, but really he stepped up in the absence of Aaron Ekblad to just show that he's a legit first pair defenseman all in his own right. You know, pretty fantastic result if you managed to grab Mackenzie Weegar. You probably didn't have to draft him. You can grab him off the waiver wire early, and you get a guy who just stuffs the stats for you all season long. So Weegar, Nedeljkovic, Trocheck, Chychrun, Pavelski, Hintz, those are the top 6 players in terms of fantasy value this season. Now, let's grab a few injury updates before we hustle out of here with Monday's matchups. So first, we've got Colorado center Nathan MacKinnon, currently dealing with a lower body injury. Obviously, the Avs are going to be careful with him and make sure he's ready for the playoffs, but that's a big deal. Washington's got Nicklas Backstrom, TJ Oshie, John Carlson, all out with lower body injuries. Another team, you know, I wouldn't say that they're specifically just resting those guys, but I think their priority is to have them healthy for the playoffs. San Jose center Logan Couture, dealing with lower body injury. Carolina defenseman Jacob Slavin is day-to-day with lower body injury. They're obviously hoping that he'll be ready for the playoffs. Tampa Bay has Ryan McDonough out with an upper body injury, and Victor Hedman dealing with a lower body injury. Hedman, they talked about this on Hockey Night in Canada on Saturday, has had kind of a lingering injury you know, for more than a month, and it helps explain the drop-off in his play. You can see a play where he ends up kind of taking an awkward hit from a sliding defenseman, and if that's the sort of the trigger that had set Hedman on a bit of a downward slide, you can see where that the trouble began. Winnipeg defenseman Neil Pionk is day-to-day with an undisclosed injury. Kings winger Dustin Brown done for the season with an upper body injury. Penguins goaltender Tristan Jarry out with an upper body injury. Oilers defenseman Dmitry Kulikov dealing with lower body. Lightning forward Barclay Goodrow out indefinitely with an upper body injury. That doesn't sound like he's necessarily going to be returning in short order, which could mean he won't be ready for the playoffs. And then a couple more depth forwards, Colorado's Carl Soderberg has a lower body injury, and San Jose's John Leonard has a head injury. So now let's take a look at some of Monday's games on betonline.ag. Philadelphia minus 156 against New Jersey. I would not be interested in paying that kind of premium for either side here. Philadelphia is minus 138 in my model, and even then, that might be a tad optimistic given the state of those two teams. Montreal minus 106 at home against Edmonton. Montreal slightly favored a little bit more, and maybe it's in terms of their desperation. They still need to clinch their spot in the playoffs. And, you know, the Oilers maybe aren't quite as, you know, driven at this point. Boston minus 161 against the Islanders. I have Boston minus 151. I mean, the Bruins have been playing great. And, you know, the fact that they're favored by a significant amount there over a pretty decent Islanders team shows you how well Boston's playing. Florida minus 135 against Tampa Bay. Now, some of those injuries in Tampa Bay could be a factor here. I still have Florida about minus 120 there. Carolina minus 135 at Nashville. I have Carolina about minus 125. And we're also keeping in mind as we go through these that there are a bunch of cases where teams are running backup goaltenders and sometimes third string goaltenders as the schedule winds down here. Dallas minus 126 at Chicago, and that's, you know, Chicago's got Colin Delia in that. I have Dallas minus 134 there. Winnipeg minus 167 against Vancouver. That's a little bit more than I would like to pay given how Winnipeg has played in the second half of the season. So I'm kind of closer to 147 maybe. St. Louis minus 126 at Los Angeles. You know, the Kings have been game this year, but they're not going to the playoffs, and St. Louis, they should be able to handle LA depending on who's getting rest and so on. And then in a game that, you know, theoretically could be a great matchup, but I'm not sure these teams are as motivated for it. Colorado is minus 120 at Vegas. My model has Colorado favored by a touch more than that, but I think, you know, both Colorado and Vegas are really more interested in what happens for the playoffs. So I would not get too up in arms about the results of the Monday night game. Thanks to betonline.ag for those odds. Let's grab a few value plays for Monday. Skaters under $5,000 on DraftKings, and we'll start with Florida Panthers center Alexander Wennberg. $3,100 against Tampa Bay, has 6 points in his past five games. Tampa Bay's Blake Coleman is $3,800 at Florida. He has 14 points his past 16 games. He's been one of the most productive in the Lightning supporting cast. Vegas winger Riley Smith, $3,700 against Colorado. Smith has 7 points during a five-game point streak. And Smith and Wennberg are both coming off hat tricks. And Florida defenseman Gustav Forsling is $4,000 against Tampa Bay. Forsling has 5 points in the past three games. Shot rates are pretty good over the past few weeks, too. So that will do it for today. Enjoy the games. Check out my work at The Athletic, McKean's Hockey, and ScottCullenHockey.substack.com. Also, check out Locked On Fantasy Baseball. There's an issue right now with the iTunes algorithm, so pods may not be showing up, which is really awesome, really helps the numbers. But you could check out Spotify, Stitcher, Odyssey, any other podcast players, because the podcasts do seem to be showing up there consistently. Anyway, find these podcasts, subscribe, maybe drop in a 5-star rating if you get to it on iTunes, and stay locked in with Locked On Fantasy Hockey, your daily source for fantasy news and analysis. Get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts.